They outnumber the American soldiers themselves in Iraq and Afghanistan. Over 240,000 employees of private contractors work rebuilding infrastructure, driving convoys, and protecting VIPs. A report given to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday says the American government often doesn't know who is working for it, what they are doing, and what it costs.
In short, the environment in Iraq and Afghanistan has been and continues to be susceptible to waste, fraud, and abuse. Additionally, there is an immediate need for greater accountability in the use of subcontractors. Subcontractors account for about 70% of contract work, but the government has very little visibility into their operations.
It's time for this waste and inefficiency to end.
The new American president has pledged to bring contractors under U.S. government and U.S. military control. The report mentions a $30 million dining hall being built in Iraq in time for Christmas, but no longer needed now as troops are leaving that base. But there's more than money at stake. There's America's image, badly damaged when armed contractors of the Blackwater Company opened fire in a Baghdad square and killed 17 unarmed civilians.
But when you have them out in the field, for example, guarding the convoys, when you have them providing security, which involves, using lethal weapons, then it does give the impression to people that the United States is hiring these mercenaries.
The members of Congress noted this interim report was the 11th on waste in war zones they had been given, and they admitted it was difficult to get anything done.
GRS, we're spending more on defense than all the other nations in the world combined, and it seems to me that a lot of it is generated because the defense contractors hire all the retired admirals and generals, and then they call it the revolving door at the Pentagon.
The report says the redeployment of thousands of troops from Iraq to Afghanistan isn't likely to make things any better. In the words of one of its authors, it says it just sets the stage for massive confusion and more wasted money. Nick Spicer, Al Jazeera, Washington.